Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my longtime friend Peter Burke with us. Peter's calling in from the East of Sales of New Hampshire. Hey, Peter, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Nice to speak to you again.
So, Peter, why don't we start at the beginning? Why don't you tell us what is the 5M Center and what is it that you guys do?
Okay, sure. Well, Kevin, the Farnham Center operates substance use disorder facilities in New Hampshire under the Easter Seals umbrella. Farnham Center is part of Easter Seals of New Hampshire. And so we operate very comprehensive programs and facilities to address the crisis that's facing us all in New Hampshire and elsewhere, the opioid crisis and other drugs, opioid and other drug crisis, I should say, that is affecting so many people these days.
So now, where is the Farnham Center located? And talk to me about some of the specific services you guys provide at any locations.
Sure. Well, we are both in Manchester and in Franklin, New Hampshire. In Manchester, we're at two different locations. One on Queen City Avenue is where we have a medical detox unit, which we just upped the bed count to 30 from it had been 20, which we're very, very excited about. They're really are not that many detox beds in New Hampshire to begin with. So we're very happy about being able to boost the number by that kind of percentage. In the same building, we have a residential facility, separate wings for men and women, just under 40 beds altogether. And then we also have something that opened up last February, if I remember correctly, a 16-bed stabilization unit. And that stabilization unit works very, very closely with the Safe Station program that the fire department in Manchester started about 2.5 years ago and is wildly successful and busy and has become the model for other programs around the country. There's been a lot of publicity about the Safe Station program in Manchester, and people are really in touch with the department frequently to find out how it was done, how can we do it in our city, and so we work very closely with them. Then up in Franklin, we have two other residential facilities up there, staying along the residential theme for the moment. We have Ray House for Women up in Franklin, which is 21 beds. And then across the beautiful country road up there, it's a very pretty setting where we are in Franklin, we have Webster Place, which is a separate facility for men with 42 beds. And those residential programs up there are 30-day programs, as is our residential program in Manchester. We have, in addition to the residential in Franklin, we have some outpatient programs there too. We have something we call Open Access, where Monday through Friday, people can just basically show up at Farnham North, as we call it, in Franklin, and at least they'll be given an initial clinical assessment, which can sometimes be enough to get the ball rolling for someone. That assessment is really done to determine what an appropriate level of treatment might be for that particular person, and then we can go from there. We also have something we call an intensive outpatient program there, and also a partial hospitalization program in Franklin. Back down in Manchester, as far as outpatient programs are concerned, we have what I was just describing in Franklin, but in greater number. We have several IOPs, intensive outpatient programs in Manchester, and a partial hospitalization program. These outpatient programs all take place over at our relatively new, and it's an additional building that we opened about this time last year for all our outpatient services and programs. So we have those programs there. We have our Manchester Open Access program, which works Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock in the morning till 1. And it's the same concept where people can show up. I mean, I always tell people, don't show up at 5 of 1, do yourself a favor and get there early enough. But if they do show up, they will have the opportunity to get that initial clinical assessment, which can be very helpful, and then go from there. In the same complex over on Lake Avenue, that's 700 Lake Avenue where our outpatient programs are, we have a very robust Suboxone clinic, and we just have boosted that up. We've taken on some additional providers to be able to make that service available to more people. So I think very comprehensive, very busy, and I do think doing some good and trying to help people in New Hampshire and elsewhere.
Makes sense. So now, how do people access the programs from the Farnham Center provides then?
Well, there are a few ways they can do that. I mean, certainly if someone wants some basic information, they can always pick up the phone and call. One number that we have is 888-840-4243. If they'd like a direct dial over at our outpatient building, questions about our open access program over there or any of the other programs that I mentioned at the outpatient building in Manchester, that number is 603-622-3020. And we also have a pretty vibrant social media presence. We're on Facebook, so I would encourage people to like us on Facebook. We are on Twitter at ES Treatment New Hampshire. And they can find us that way. And certainly our website, which is a great source of information, goes into quite a bit of detail about our programs, and people find that helpful. So that's www.farnhamcenter.org. And any one of those ways at least will enable them to get some basic information and then go from there.
So now talk to me about how the opioid crisis has impacted the Farnham Center.
Well, I mean, it certainly has had direct impact, because that's really what we exist, really, to try to help people that are going through the opioid crisis that has really taken quite a toll. And the last couple of years, in each of the last couple of years, nearly 500 people in New Hampshire have died from overdoses. So, we are pleased to be able to provide the kind of treatment that we're providing at our facilities. And, you know, we can just day in and day out, people come into the programs, and there's some great success stories of people that, you know, it's a daunting challenge. It's very rough for people going through it, very difficult for their families. I think the medical community at a certain point did wake up to the fact that there's a behavioral health component to this. People often have co-occurring disorders. And it's just really kind of heartwarming to be able to provide these services and then see some very nice success stories that come out of it pretty often. It's a rough road for people. It's tough. And it's not easy. It takes time. And sometimes people will take a couple of steps forward and a couple back. But, day in, day out, our staff at the Farnham Center is dealing with this and really trying to do the right thing for people and provide services that will help them.
Peter, unfortunately, I think most people listening have been impacted somehow through the opioid crisis, a loved one, someone they know. I think that's kind of one of the things that sometimes people forget, that it really does impact all segments of the population. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I think you're exactly right, Kevin. I don't think there's a community that is immune from what's going on. Some might be in a bit of denial, thinking that it's not happening in our town, it's happening over there. Excuse me. I think at one time people thought you could almost go by somebody's zip code, whether it was likely that they could run into an addiction problem. Well, guess what? That doesn't work any longer. We have people of every stripe who have fallen victim to addiction and all the related problems that might go along with it. Professional people, young people, older people. We've seen people who are grandparents who might have developed a substance use disorder somehow along the way. Mentioning grandparents makes me think, too, that's something that's resulted from what's been going on. And there's so many grandparents now in New Hampshire and elsewhere who are now raising their grandchildren because the parents of those grandchildren, in other words, the grandparents' children themselves, are suffering with some form of substance use disorder. And now the grandparents have been put in the role of, you know, being not only the caregiver, but really raising these little kids, something that wasn't in their game plan, I'm sure, when they were eyeing their retirement years. So that's happening in great numbers, you know, which is a sad situation. It just shows you how pervasive these problems are.
Yeah, unfortunately, definitely, yes. So can you talk to me a little bit about the New Hampshire Hub and Spoke System for Substance Use Disorder Services?
Sure. That's something that's brand new. It's still really kind of evolving. New Hampshire has benefited from a federal grant that will bring quite a bit of money into New Hampshire this year and next year. It's a two-year grant. Each year it's in excess of $20 million. There were obviously certain requirements that the federal government included in the grant money that was it's coming our way. Actually, the first of it has arrived. But we had to, or the state of New Hampshire had to, come up with a proposed structure for how the money would be used, how substance use disorder services would be provided, and improved over what would have been done in the past. What's been introduced, it's still, as I say, evolving, is a hub and spoke system. The general concept is there are 9 hubs around the state, and hubs, with the exception of Nashua and Manchester, the hubs are hospitals around the state. For instance, Dartmouth-Hitchcock up in Lebanon, Concord Hospital, I think Wentworth Douglas, you know, here and there, scattered around the state, and placed strategically with the idea that a person shouldn't be more than 1 hour's travel time away from the hub. Now, that'll be the kind of the intake point, as I understand it, under this new system. And the spokes will be treatment providers and facilities, much like the Farnham Center and others, that will be providing services in those communities and the places to which the hub will refer people in need of those services. So it's a work in progress. It's basically rolling out at the beginning of the year, January 1. So it's still being fine-tuned, but I mean, that's the basic structure of it. And, you know, we'll see how it goes when it rolls out.
So talk to me a little bit more about your role as marketing director. What's day-to-day like for you?
Well, it's busy, but I really love my work. It's my role includes a number of things. A big part of it is engaging with the community, many different sectors within the community, whether it's the medical community, the community at large, with many of these substance use disorder coalitions that have sprung up in different towns over the last few years. Those are usually made up of representatives of that particular town, perhaps somebody from the medical community, from law enforcement, from perhaps the faith community, concerned parents, people from the school systems. Many of those have popped up in response to what's going on with this crisis. So some of my work involves interacting with those groups, as I say, law enforcement, the medical community. The work I do with the medical community takes up a big part of my time. And I think my role, among other things, is to help educate people, not only about Farnham services, of course, you know, that's my purpose, to kind of educate people about the Farnham Center and what we can provide and help people with, but also I just think there's a dire need for even basic information about services that exist. I think most people would be in agreement that there aren't nearly enough services and programs in general in the state, yet many people don't even know about the ones that do exist. So I try to help people in that, on that learning curve, to learn more about what's out there, certainly highlighting the Farnham Center and the comprehensive services we offer, but also letting them know about other programs that might be specialized for people that have a particular situation or going on or a particular need. And so a lot of it is education, really.
So, Peter, we got about 10 seconds left. How can people reach out to you? How can they learn more to help you?
Well, certainly people can always write me if they'd like, but email me at pburke, B-U-R-K-E, at EasterSeals, with the S on the end, EasterSealsNH.org, or call Farnham at that number that I mentioned, 888-840-4243.
Peter, I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye now.